Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom. And good Monday morning, everyone. The PRC's top economic planning body today says that recent economic data suggests China will be able to meet its 8% growth target this year, but Beijing will take additional measures if the economy starts losing momentum again. New measures could include additional spending on government projects or help for private companies, a rebound in electricity utilization since November, and strong car and retail sales were positive signs that fiscal stimulus and looser monetary policy were having an effect. Private exporters reported the sale of 120,000 tons of U.S. soybeans, that's 4.40 million bushels, to Egypt for delivery this marketing year, and 116,000 metric tons to China for 2009-2010 delivery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8390 is up 121.62 points. The NASDAQ 1701.63 is up 21.49, and the S&P 500 at 895.23 is up 12.35 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. And Scott, the eastern Corn Belt needs a planting window.
I think we're going to get one this week, Dave. The rain is now all pushed off to the south and east, and will begin drying out beginning today. And I think we'll have 6 to 8 days of relatively dry weather across the eastern Midwest, and good drying rates as well. Dew points in the 30s and 40s across the Midwest this morning, and as the temperatures begin to rise in 70s and 80s by Wednesday and Thursday, that will increase in drying rates. And I think most farmers will be getting the fields, except for the lowland areas, probably Wednesday and Thursday of this week. And we could have a good planting window over the weekend as right now, the Gulf moisture is cut off for the rest of the week. The only wild card in this, there's a storm developing across the Caribbean, going to push into Florida over the week, and some of that moisture may try to get into Ohio Valley later in the week, but some of the models are keeping it way to the south, and hopefully that tends to be the case. We do not need any rain, more rainfall around the Midwest for a period of a couple of weeks at least. Now, in the U.S. Delta Southeast, a welcome period of dry weather will affect the Delta in much of the southeastern states. The next few days, field work will resume in the well-drained areas, but many locations in the Delta will be too wet for field work to occur before a tropical system brings significant rain to the region starting Thursday in the southeast and Friday in the Delta. Widespread rain will soak the southeastern states this weekend in the middle part of next week. The Delta will also get rain during this period of time, but should not be as persistent or as heavy as that in the southeastern states. Most locations will need several days of dry weather before field work can resume. The weather will turn drier in the last days of May and early June, with scattered and light showers occurring daily. In Canada, portions of the western Canada prairie is now at record dry levels relative to that of September 1st to April 30th period. The drought is becoming compared to that of 2002, and the next few weeks of weather will become critical for the region. Precipitation was missed in several important crop areas during the week to 10 days, resulting in deepening dryness. Although lack of warm weather has helped to conserve soil moisture, the weather pattern will turn drier late this week and into the weekend after an early week storm passes through the region. The early week storm system in Canada will produce some light rain and a little snowfall. The moisture is not expected to be significant. While it may be the last of the more significant precipitation events for a while, moisture totals will range from a few hundredths of an inch to up to a half inch, with some areas of the drier areas needed to get more moisture. In the U.S., hard red wheat belt weather early this week will tend drier and warmer. A slow-moving cold front will then impact the region, sending off showers and thunderstorms on a near daily basis during the middle to latter part of this week, and possibly continuing into the weekend. The rainfall will not be initially heavy, but it will increase as the week wears on, and a few severe thunderstorms will producing hail, damaging wind, heavy rain will be possible at the end of this work week and during the weekend. The moisture will be good for the most crops, although no hail or strong winds is desired. Many of the thunderstorms that occurred Friday into Saturday morning this past weekend produced hail, and some damage to a few areas of wheat have occurred. In the U.S., spring wheat freezes were reported most spring wheat areas Saturday morning. Lows dropped in the lower 20s in portions of western North Dakota and eastern Montana, with a couple of extreme colder areas suspected. Most lows were in the middle 20s to lower 30s. Damage to winter wheat was suspected in parts of the region, and a little spring wheat might have been injured as well, but damage was not extensive since planting has been so far behind this spring. Some summer crops were damaged, and as well as replanting will be necessary. The forecast this week offers a brief period of warm weather early this week, and then mild conditions will resume for a little while. No more freezes are predicted, but a little frost might occur infrequently toward the end of the month. Precipitation is expected to be periodic and mostly light, and the amount of moisture that falls is not likely to be very great, and the week should turn a little more supportive spring field work. Next week's weather will be warmer, and precipitation should continue light, allowing more aggressive field work to evolve. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 6:30 and three quarters, up a quarter last trade down three. At the board of trade, July wheat opened at 5.72, down 5.5. Last trade down 6.25. December, 6.22.5, down 3.75. Last trade down 6.25. July corn opened at 4.13.25, down 4. Last trade down 6.75. September, 4.20, down 6.75. Last trade down 6. December, 4.33.25, down 5.25. Last trade down 6.75. July beans opened at 11.25, down 5.5. Last trade down 10.5. November 9.70.25, down 5.5. Last trade down 6.75. July of 2010 9.58, down 10. Last trade down 9. July soybean meal opened at 357.10, down 1.10. Last trade down 1.70. July soybean oil opened at 37.83, down 7. Last trade down 15. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
We're on high alert this morning after the overnight technical trading action, where we, on the December charts, gapped lower and were in danger of falling back into the wedge formation, the triangle pattern.
We could. We gapped lower in the July also. I think the market was due for a correction myself, though, Dave. We've run pretty hard in a fairly short time period over a matter of about 3 weeks. We'd added roughly 60 cents to the corn market. So I'm not surprised to see us fall back. I'll be concerned if we close under $4, I guess, on July futures. If you want to look at the December market, that same number is probably going to take us back somewhere under 425. You've got a lot of moving average support that comes in right in that same area. I think today is going to be a tussle on how people think the planting progress is going to go. Are we going to get the crop planted mostly by May 31st or not? There were some areas in Indiana, and I'm assuming in portions of Illinois also, that had some very heavy rains over the weekend. I know north of us here in that Lafayette to Logansport area, there was as much as 6 to 7 inches of water that fell. So it's going to take them some time, but a lot of the rest of the area ended up with 0.5 to 1 inch, and by Wednesday, Thursday, we'll probably see some planters get started. The advantage is in Indiana, that area that got hit is probably further along than some of the rest of the area that didn't get the heavy rains. So I think we'll be looking at that. We'll look at our outside markets, at least thus far, all positive towards the opening for grains, as we've got crude oil trading up roughly $1.50, and the dollar down 235 points, and the stock market trading up 100 points on the day. So I think you actually try and come back a little bit myself on the day.
Yeah, what number does NASS come out with for Illinois, Indiana this afternoon? Something 22 to 25-ish?
You're in the. I told people 25 is what I thought Indiana would be. I wasn't sure on Illinois, but Indiana I'd say 25, and I would say that Ohio is going to have a fairly decent jump. There was a lot of planning activity before the rains got started last week over in Ohio, so they're probably in that 40 to 50 range should be my guess over there. So, I think if we're 60 to 65, that maybe is just a little bit bearish with thoughts that we will see some planning action this week.
What did you think about the soybean technicals overnight?
Here again, they were very overbought. I won't get concerned unless we can close back under $11. And then, as we talked a week ago, actually, $10.50 is where I get very concerned if we break back below $10.50. I don't think today that this is anything other than a correction. We get a lot of talk out of China. China did step in overnight and bought another 116,000 tons of new crop beans this time. It didn't old crop, but they're still in here trying to buy soy, and I think that's going to keep the bulls somewhat alive.
Yeah, and Egypt took old crop.
Yes, that's correct.
So go ahead and give us the calls then for the today.
I think your openings are going to be very much in line with the overnight, down 6 to 10 cents in the beans, probably down 5 to 6 in the corn, 5 to 6 in the wheat. But I personally am looking for us to try and mount a little bit of a rally as we get started and probably make our way back towards unchanged, close the gaps that we left.
And just very quickly, calls on the livestock.
Very steady in the meats. They need to rebound here. We're going to lose a lot of livestock producers. So I'm very mixed on the start, but ultimately I'm long-term bull in the livestock.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and we're on the web 24/7 at willag.org.